This is a dictation for Rene Avery, R-E-N-E-E-A-V-E-R-Y. Date of birth is 2/18/1969. Date of service is 10/28/2005. The patient is being seen for a new patient visit. Once again, date of accident is 11/10/2024. Date of birth 2/18/1969. Date of service 10/28/2025. Rene Avery, R-E-N-E-E-A-V-E-R-Y. The patient has a chief complaint of severe pain in the left shoulder, secondary to rotator cuff repair, labral repair, and the pain happened as a secondary to motor vehicular accident of 11/10/2024. In addition, patient has pain in the lower back and the neck area, which is 7 in the neck and 8 in the lower back. The patient has also some pain in the right shoulder, around 5, and the left shoulder pain is between 8 and 9. Range of motion of the left shoulder is maximum is 90 degrees, right shoulder is 180 degrees. Patient reports that he is suffering from these issues since the accident that happened. And the details of the accident will be as follows. The patient was traveling at around 4:30 p.m. on 11/10/2024 as a restaurant driver on Southfield Road. And there was a blockage of the road with the diversion from two lanes to one lane, and there was a truck coming up on her passenger side and tried to squeeze in and beat her to the choke point. Struck her at the high rate of speed on the passenger side, at over 60-70 miles an hour, causing her to hit her right side against the wheel and the left side against the window and scraped along the passenger side of her car and got in front of her. She was able to get the license number. She did not go to the hospital that day because she was having a lot of anxiety and panic. But later that day, the pain became worse. And then she went to internal medicine doctor, and then she was sent to orthopedic surgery. She started with the physical therapy, but she had a continuous problem in the left shoulder with popping, weakness of the arm, inability to sleep, muscle spasm, unable to reach the back of her body or hair care. The airbag never deployed. Patient was wearing seatbelt. There was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit and run accident. And police did not come. Ambulance didn't come to the scene. The damage to the car was completely total damage, but the details are not there. Pictures are not here at the time of dictation. The police report is also not here at the time of dictation. The regarding the injury, as I have already discussed, the patient hit into the window with her shoulder, leading to all the injuries. And also she has some neck whiplash as well as the head injury after hitting to the window. These are the main issues that happen. History of presenting illness, patient is suffering from mild headaches, which are to the left temple off and on. but they're not affecting her life. They're not sensitive to light or noise. No nausea, vomiting, seizures are reported, and pain is only 3 or 4 on a scale of 1 to 10, affecting the left temple. Occasionally, it can become 10. Their associated symptoms of TBI are dizziness, loss of balance, forgetfulness, and lack of focus. Patient denies any ringing in the ear, blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. There's no taste problem, smell problem, or TMJ problem. There's no seizures, loss of memory. There's no loss of concentration or any other issues. In addition, patient has no saddle and seizure, sleep disturbance, anxiety, panic, depression at this time, no difficulty walking, no lightheadedness, weakness, no numbness, tingling is reported. Patient do have a pain in the left shoulder, which is 8 to 9, and is unable to do more than 90 degrees of abduction at this time. Some shooting pain to the right, to the left upper arm is reported anteriorly as pain. On the right shoulder, there is a minimal pain from 4 to 5, and patient can do 180 degrees of abduction forward flexion. Beside that, patient has ongoing neck pain, which is 7, and lower back pain is 8, without any radiation to upper arm or legs. No numbness, tingling, reticulopathy, neuropathy is reported. These pains are continuous and are described as throbbing, stabbing, sharp, tender. Pain intensity is between 5 and 8. ADLs are affected 5. The modified factor for the pain are pain is worsened by sitting, walking, and improved by lying down and medications. She has had various x-rays, MRI, CT scan so far. She has just had a surgery in July of 2025 July 28th of 2025 by Dr. Gary Gilliard, and she's recovering from that. She's also working full-time, and no much motor weakness is reported for the left arm or right arm. So far, patient has been doing acupunctures, physical therapy, and medications. Please review the records for system review, for surgical history, for allergy history, family history, relationship status, employment status, and personal history, ADLs, as well as the diagnosis. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 139 over 112, pulse 68, pulse ox is 100. Height is 5'10", weight 172, and temperature is 96.1. A 56-year-old African-American female of average build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, blood and colonicia. Hydration is good. And attitude is good, good demeanor, and patient is able to walk reasonably well without any adapted devices, and no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases are noticed. The rest of the exam will be from the template. There is a 3-inch scar on the left shoulder anteriorly from this recent surgery on the left shoulder. And neurological is normal, musculature examination is normal, musculoskeleton is also completely normal. Inspection palpation from the template, spine tenderness, none. Paravertebral muscle hypertonicity, none. And paravertebral muscle spasm, none. Cervical spine range of motion is normal. Lumbar spine range of motion is normal. All the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are completely negative. SI joint is non-tender, and standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test, Faber and Gonsalves test are negative. Extremities examination. The left shoulder examination reveals that there is a scar on the anterior part of the left shoulder. Range of motion is limited to 90 degrees of active motion, and no fracture dislocation is noticed at this time. There is a local tenderness, especially in the rotator cuff region and anteriorly in the AC joint. Muscle strength is 4/5. Hawk and Kennedy test, empty beer can test, speed test, near test are still positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Elbow is completely normal, and so is the wrist and the hand. No talon sign or talon sign is noticed, and grips are normal, and reflexes circulation is intact. Lower extremities are completely normal. Right shoulder is also completely normal on examination. Diagnosis from the diagnosis page, plan of care from the template, treatment plan is as follows. The patient will continue her physical therapy as ordered before to her choice place. Disability patient will be able to work without restrictions. And she's provided with Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief, Zoloft 50 milligram for anxiety, depression, and Percocet 10 over 25 to 12 hours for 7 days for pain relief. There are MRIs that are available, MRI for left shoulder on January 20, 2025 showed a complex tear of rotator cuff tendon distally, mostly partial thickness through full thickness tear, subcortical edema, and AC joint degenerative changes. Lumbar spine MRI shows a herniated disc of L5-S1 without central canal stenosis or foraminal stenosis. Cervical spine MRI shows a disc herniation of C3-4 and C4-5. MRI for the right shoulder shows complex partial thickness tear of the distal supraspinatus tendon occupying 50% tendon width, partial tear of the anterior attachment subscapularis tendon, glenoid labrum attenuation with tears anterior superior, superior posterior, and mild AC joint degenerative arthritis. The maps and labs have been reviewed, and patient is advised for non-pharmacological modalities, which is yes, home exercise plan, yes, and referral to psychiatry for anxiety, depression is yes, fitness club, yes. Available MRIs and the imaging record I just reviewed. Interventional pain procedure, we may provide some injection intra-articular to the right shoulder and possibly LESI injections. Surgical options, patient is already seeing an orthopedic surgeon and currently there's no need for spine surgeon. Neuropsych evaluation is not warranted. Attended care not warranted. Caseworker not needed. Past medical records have been reviewed and obtained investigations. No new investigation is being ordered. DMEs, no DMEs needed. Patient already has the shoulder brace. Education, yes. Follow visit in 7 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.